Mad Dad's Promise I have here in the KUVO Cobo on-air studio, my in-studio guest, Andy Nebula. Andy, welcome back home, and it's so good to have you back after so many years away.
It's great to be here.
And this is obviously your first visit to our new facility. Quite a change from when we were on Wilton Street.
Yeah, this place is amazing.
Yeah. And Andy, you left here, 9 years ago? Or
in 2008.
2008. Wow, 15 years. Wow, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, but I sure miss this place and all you guys.
Right. And Andy, when you first left, didn't you wind up in Alabama at a university or college there?
Yeah, I left to teach college in California for 3 years.
Oh, I see.
And then I got the current job at Jacksonville State University in Alabama.
Oh, interesting. And it's Jacksonville, which is not too far from Jacksonville, Florida, I imagine.
Well, it's 12 hours.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, we're close to Atlanta. I'm an hour and a half away from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. So you're up on the northeast part of the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right. And you've been doing, besides the education, you've been doing recordings and leading your own band and big bands there, haven't you?
Yeah, we have a large program with 4 big bands, 6 combos, a Latin ensemble. It's really growing. And then we started Alabama Jazz Collective, which is a group of educators that are in a big band, and we do things at schools and then all the performances in Atlanta.
Wow, very interesting. Tell me a little bit more about this coalition of the Alabama educators.
So we have several schools in Alabama. University of Alabama, the one with the football team.
Oh, yeah, I heard about them.
Yeah, Coach Saban and all those guys. There's a lot of great musicians there as educators throughout the state, and we decided to band together to promote jazz education. And so we perform once a semester at a different school or university and present master classes and workshops during the day to the kids.
Well, that's very admirable. Are you part of the Jazz Education Network, Jen?
Yeah. In fact, the quartet that's playing tonight at Dazzle, we performed in January at the Jen Convention in Orlando.
Oh, interesting. And why don't you share with our audience who's going to be playing with you this evening at Dazzle at 21st and Arapahoe are we, and right down the street on 14th and Arapahoe is the new location for Dazzle. Please share with us who will be playing with you.
Well, on our conguero is Frankie Quinones. He studied with Giovanni Hidalgo and those guys. Our bass player is Andy Elau, and he's from New York and played with Bobby Sanabria and all those guys. And our drum set player is Emra Kotan, and he tours with India RE.
Oh, wow. Hey, who has Denver roots.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What an amazing quartet. I look forward to hearing them tonight, this evening, at 6:30. And so you're going to mix it up. I know you shared with us some of your new recordings, like The Party and other ones that we're going to hear momentarily. You're going to mix it up tonight, I imagine?
Yeah, we'll start with the traditional Cuban songs and song, and then we'll go all the way up to our current arrangements of modern arrangements that we're doing now.
Right. And are you here just for this engagement at Dazzle, or are you part of a so-called, a tour at playing in other locations?
We gave a workshop yesterday at Cherry Creek High School.
Interesting.
And then the show tonight, and then we get back first light in the morning. Everybody's got work tomorrow night.
Oh, right. Okay, I see. Well, hey, that's interesting. You come out, do your clinic, your workshop at the Cherry Creek High School, play, and then, back home you go.
Yeah, it's busy time.
Well, I hope no matter what happens in the furtherance of your career that you continue to be successful. And we hope that you come back sooner than your first time that you left us.
Yeah, I have deep appreciation for all of you, that all the help that you've given us and for me individually. And I owe you guys a huge debt of gratitude.
And not to get, you know, morbid or sad, but you know, you were part of the group that our late South Saucon jazz host and tremendous bassist Jimmy Trujillo founded, Medianoche, a name he took from the Don Grolnick album Medianoche or Midnight. And you also and he passed away, and also you worked, as we just heard, with another departed musician here of high esteem, Victor Nieves. Any recollections or any anecdote you might want to share about working with them?
Yeah, we all played together in Conjunto Colores, and that was my first foray into Latin and salsa music. And after the first gig, those two gave me a stack of CDs and go, here you go. Do your homework.
Do your homework.
And then that's been with me ever since.
Well, and the shows in your playing, you do an excellent job. I love your rendition of Tres Lindas Cubanas on your own quartet recording of many years ago.
We're playing that tonight.
Oh, beautiful. That's a song that as a toddler, I always heard in my household growing up, and you do such a nice arrangement for it in the jazz tradition, but yet keeping its Cuban roots very prominent. So, you know, I tip my hat off to you.
Oh, thank you. That's kind of part of the makeup of the group is the conguero and the bassist hold down the traditional things, which lets me do the jazz over the top of that. And the drummer kind of holds it all together. So it's kind of a unique sound.
Well, again, my guest is Andy Nevila, a product of Aurora, who's been part of the Denver and Front Range music scene for many years. And 15 years ago, it's hard to believe it's been that long, you left us. You've been very successful as an educator, and now you're back to share your skills on the piano with your quartet tonight at Dazzle. And again, 6:30, it's a nice early evening performance, which will allow you to enjoy some great music. They'll have you move and groove, maybe get up and, you know, dance in the corner of the Dazzle, and then still have the early evening getaway to do other things or just get home early. So we look forward to that.
Yeah, hope to see you there tonight.
Andy, thank you so much for coming by, and we'll see you again this evening. And we're going to leave this interview with the Andy Nevila Quartet from a four-song EP that he shared with us. And we're going to hear The Party, and it's on Kuvo Jazz, your oasis in the city.